Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, the weather across Israel is mild, with clear skies. Temperatures are pleasant in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, making it a perfect day to be outdoors. In Haifa, expect a gentle breeze, while Eilat remains sunny and warm. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, earlier today, the ceasefire was violated. Despite IDF denial, Hezbollah fired at forces. The Air Force responded by attacking the launchers. Also, from Ynet, earlier this hour, a new memoir by Rachel Goldberg-Polin reveals her grief. Her son, abducted on October 7, was killed in a Gaza tunnel. Also this hour, from Walla, the IDF prepares for a quick response as the American ceasefire deadline approaches. Military sources confirm ongoing coordination with the United States. Separately, from I-24 News, in earlier reporting, Iran weighs U.S. talks as the ceasefire deadline nears. The Iranian parliament speaker warns against talks under pressure. And finally, from Axios, in earlier reporting, Trump announced a 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon. This proposal could impact Netanyahu politically, but might aid in peace talks with Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Writing on X just now, Constance, a political observer, noted the quirks of American conservative culture in the context of the Middle East. In a post from earlier, Vali Nasser, a Middle East analyst, discussed Saudi Arabia's cautious approach to the conflict, highlighting its potential implications. Meanwhile, Times of Israel reported that some relatives of Hamas victims are working with Palestinian peace activists for political change, despite public hostility. Let's go deeper. Starting with the conflict news from Israel Hayom, the ceasefire breach involved rocket fire from Hezbollah. The IDF initially denied reports, but later admitted the attack. Air Force strikes on the launchers followed. This escalation could heighten regional tensions, particularly along the northern border. Turning to the personal story from Ynet, Rachel Goldberg-Polin's memoir offers a poignant account of her son's captivity and death. Hirsch's abduction brought widespread attention. This memoir aims to highlight the personal impact of the conflict on families. Meanwhile, Walla reports that the IDF is on high alert as the U.S. deadline looms. Coordination with American forces remains tight. This preparation underscores the fragile nature of the current truce and the potential for rapid changes. In related news, from I-24 News, Iran's parliament speaker expressed strong reservations about U.S. negotiations. His comments reflect Tehran's stance against external pressures. This rhetoric adds complexity to the already tense ceasefire discussions. And finally, Axios reports on Trump's ceasefire initiative. His proposal aims to stabilize the region temporarily. However, Netanyahu's political standing could be affected, with broader implications for future peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports on a unique cultural blend in Israel. A Jewish man and a Hindu woman are building a new life together. Their story reflects the diverse societal fabric of Israel. Separately, CTech highlights Israeli innovation with Celeste's lab-grown cocoa butter. Partnering with Mondelez, this marks a step forward amid climate challenges affecting cocoa supply. And finally, from Globes, the strong shekel has impacted Israel's sovereign wealth fund returns. Despite high returns in U.S. dollars, the strengthened shekel reduced them significantly in local terms. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.